Knock, knock. Who's there? Well, it's the worst pickup lines ever created. And you know what that means, don't you? It's time for another installment of Euphemism Theater. Hello, beautiful beasties, thirsty tricksters, and very important beasties, and welcome to another installment of Euphemism Theater. I, your host, Nicholas the Forge Bear, prepares one to go upon a journey, a voyage of personal discovery and disgust, as we discuss today the worst ways of getting into someone's pants. Join me, won't you? Good afternoon to all of my beautiful beasties, thirsty tricksters, and as always, my very important beasties. And welcome to another installment of Euphemism Theatre. Today, we delve into the 62 worst pickup lines in the history of the world. I will, at times, I'm sure, break and chuckle, and as you can hear, my vocal cords have taken a little bit of a beating. But I'm not too worried, given the fact that, well, let's face it, these ones are going to be absolutely deplorable. Are you ready? I sure am not. Number one. Is your name Google? Because you have everything I've been searching for. Have you ever been arrested? It must be illegal to look that good. And to think someone has tried to use this to get near a woman's vagina. Who would ever think such a thing? I've lost that loving feeling. Will you help me find it again?
Guys, why do I do this?
It's handy that I have my library card because I'm totally checking you out. If you were a transformer, you'd be Optimus Fine. I'm sorry, my brain was screaming. If women were burgers, I'd pick you first. I'm going to be able to do this whole thing in this accent because none of these are make funny at all. They just hurt. Say, did we go to a different school together? What is that line? What is that line? I don't know. Baby, if we came to some agreement, you'd be that fine print. I'm going to read that again because I feel like I tripped over it. Baby, if we came to some agreement, you'd be the fine print. Nope, it's just as stupid when you say it with a regular American accent. You're so sweet. You're giving me a tooth. Shut the fuck up. Know what's on the menu? Me in you. Oh, ho, ho. Go die in a basement. Well, here I am. What are your other two wishes? You guys, you know, I'm going to take a moment here and recognize that somebody asked me about my pickup lines, and this shit exists. So why, in the history of the world, do you think that I would ever endure put some person, any person, through this. Lord Almighty. Well, here I am. What are your other two wishes? Did your license get suspended for driving all these guys crazy? Really? Is there an airport nearby? Or is that just my heart taking off? Really? There must be something wrong with my phone because it doesn't have your number in it. Were you in the Boy Scouts? Because you sure have tied my heart in a knot. Are you my high school English teacher's comments on my essays? Because you have fine written all over you. Get me out of this box. Get me out of this fucking box. You know, I'm not really this tall. I'm just sitting on my wallet. My doctor told me I'm missing vitamin U. Can you help me? I have 4% battery remaining. I choose to message you. Did I choose wisely? If somebody says that to you with their phone in their hand, grab the phone, throw it in the nearest drink. You're doing a whole lot of people a whole lot of good. You really are. Is this the bus stop? Because I am here to pick you up. Hey, are you a Wi-Fi hotspot? Because I feel a connection. If I could rearrange the alphabet, I'd put you and I together. Wow, grade school, fantastic. We're really working with some heavy hitters here. Did the sun come out, or did you just smile at me? Is your last name Campbell? Because you're good. I was blinded by your beauty. I'm going to need your name and phone number for insurance purposes. If you were a chicken, you'd be impeccable. Kill me now. Are you a campfire? Because you're hot and I want some more. Go on, feel my jacket. It's made of boyfriend material. Excuse me, I think you have something in your eye. Nope, it's just a sparkle. If you were a president, you'd be Abraham Lincoln. Oh my god. If Abraham Lincoln heard that joke, he'd want to get shot in the head again. Excuse me, do you know how much a polar bear weighs? No, me neither, but it breaks the ice. Hey, my name's Microsoft. Can I crash at your place tonight? You're so beautiful that you made me forget my pickup line. You wonder why. There are actual men out there who say that women are unapproachable. Let's have breakfast tomorrow. Should I call you or nudge you? I've heard that from a movie. I don't remember what movie. It's awful still. Excuse me. My friend over there is a little embarrassed. He'd like your phone number. He wants to know where he can get a hold of me in the morning. That is way too elaborate. On a scale of 1 to America, how free are you tonight? Soviet Russia. Are you my appendix? I don't know what you do or how you work, but I feel like I should take you out. That's what I have to say to that. Are you Bluetooth enabled? Because I feel like we're pairing. You're hysterical. Screw me if I'm wrong. But do you want to kiss me? But you want to kiss me, don't you? Really? We're not socks, but I think we'd make a great pair. I'm sorry. Were you talking to me? No. Would you like to? No, I wouldn't. You know, people tell me I look like, insert sexy celebrity here, really. Trying to stir myself to death. Did you just fart because you blow me away? No, 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 you're done. Are you looking for a stud? Well, I've got the STD, and all I need is you. Oh! I could be making sexy content. You know, I could be, like, fucking around, and you guys could be listening to it. But instead, I'm in this little box doing things to make you laugh. I bet you've heard every line in the book. So what's one more? Is your father a thief because someone stole the stars from the sky and put them in your eyes? Are you from Tennessee because you're the only ten I see? When I first saw you, I looked for a signature because every masterpiece has one. I like Legos, you like Legos. Why don't we build a relationship? Your eyes are as blue as the ocean, and baby, I'm lost at sea. You're so beautiful that you made me forget my pickup line. I mean, all right. Hello, Cupid called. He says to tell you that he needs my heart back. I think there's a little on there. You should be someone's wife. How about mine? Is your dad a drug dealer? 'Cause you're so dope. You're like a candy bar, half sweet and half nuts. Yeah, that's how you want to open things up. Hey, girl, are you a murderer? Because your looks could kill. Was that an earthquake, or did you just rock my world? Please call 911, because you made my heart stop. What's your favorite silverware? Because I like to spoon. I'm going to have to ask you to leave. You're making the other girls look bad. If I follow you home, will you keep me? No, that's called stalking, Brian. Fuck. Congratulations on being the guy on an episode of Law & Order SVU. Is that all of them? Please, God, tell me that's all of them. That's all of them from there. But wait, there's more. Let's see. You know what really always amazes me? When you compare stuff like this and see if they're, like, consistent. Do you have a library card? Because I'm checking you out. I'll give you 5 seconds to give me your number, or you can forget about going out with me forever. Well, that's a tough call, but I think I know what I'm doing. I'm a hot commodity. You're a hot commodity. We should go out. Oh, my God, that's so weak. Are you wearing space pants? Because your ass is out of this world. Somebody actually... Okay, it says that this was told to them by Amanda, who was 21, who obviously was being hit on by an 85-year-old man who thought that up right after the space program started. You have nice childbearing hips. Who opens with that? You look like you would be really bad in bed. To which Deanna said, what? And to which the man replied, I'm assuming it's a man because what lesbian would come up with a line this bad? You are just so beautiful, you probably think you don't have to try. Poor Deanna, 21, I'm sure she's a nun now, having put up with that shit. Was your dad a robber because someone actually tried that line? Was your dad a robber because he stole the stars from the sky and put them in your eyes? Was told to Jamie, she's 19. Later changed her name and relocated. Alana, 25, was told that she owed somebody money, to which Alana said, why? And somebody replied, you've been living in my heart and you haven't paid rent. Do you work at Subway? Because you're giving me a footlong. Actually, somebody told that to you. Your mom is hot. I bet you will look just like her when you are older. Emily was 27 when she got told this. I'm assuming by a 12-year-old. How long did it take to shave those long legs? That's not hitting on. That's asking for a regimen. And you're being a jackass. And the one that doesn't skeeve us out? Hi, my name is blank. Are you from Tennessee? No. Are you sure? Because you're the only 10 I see. Emily is 20. She got asked that question. I'm sure, and then had to replace the can of mace that she used to get rid of the douchebag who actually tried saying it to her. This is another list called the 25 worst pickup lines you've ever heard. Number 25, you look like an angel that fell from heaven and hit its face on the pavement. Way to go, champ. You're a moron. The Optimus Fine line. Great. Your parents must be terrorists because they made a bomb. Number 22, I've had such an off week, but seeing you just turns me... Nope. 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 21. I'm a hot commodity. You're a hot commodity. We should go out. Ugh. Did you just fart because you're blowing me away? Your eyes are like limpid pools of primordial ooze, and I am the protozoa that wish to swim in their depths. I'm going to read that one again because holy crap. Your eyes are like lipid pools of primordial ooze. If you get that far without laughing, stop. Reconsider your life options. And then take another moment and ask yourself, did my penis just fall off in the process of me asking such a dumb pickup line? And I am the protozoa that wish to swim in their depths. I mean, okay, be scientific, but not in the pickup line. Are you accepting applications for your fan club? You have nice childbearing hips. You will give me many sons. Now, I know the guy who gave this line. He has a tin of chewing tobacco in his too tight jeans with his brand new unscuffed work boots that he's wearing and the polo shirt. That is two sizes too small, three sizes too small. Oh, you be the judge. Number 16. Say, do we go to different schools together? Still a stupid fucking line. Does not get any better with age. Do you ages like sardines out of the can in the sun? 15. Do you live in a cornfield? Cause I'm stalking you. Hey, Brad. Want to know what taser to the balls feels like? Tell that line. See how far you get. Hey, girl. Is your name Wi-Fi? Because we have a connection. I have a rare tropical disease which will kill me unless I have sex within the next half hour. Let's talk about reasons why that's a bad line. One, you're saying that you have a communicable disease. Two, you're saying it's killing you so that you're weak and frail. Three, you're admitting that from that point, it's only going to take you a half hour to finish. Am I wrong? Logically, bad line. I mean, bad line anyways, but still, bad line plus logic has also betrayed you. So you're not doing too hot there, champ. Did you have Lucky Charms for breakfast? Because you look magically delicious. How long did it take to shave those long legs? You know, people tell me I look like insert sexy celebrity here. Guys, you are... My only trait is that I look like a celebrity that you'll probably know. Let's have breakfast tomorrow. Should I call you or nudge you? I feel like that was a line from... That was a line from Sneakers! Does anybody remember that movie? Great movie, Robert Redford, about hacking in the early days. And that nerd computer programmer who worked for the quote-unquote toy company tried that on... I forgot the name of the woman who was the lead in that. Yeah, but oh my God. It was bad then when I was 8 and I saw that movie. I knew it was bad then. I went, ooh, then, and I'm still going, ooh, now. Are you a campfire because you're hot and I want some more? Not necessarily having to do with one another. Are you a campfire because you're hot and I want some more? S'more is... You're implying that s'mores always come with campfires. Oh my God. Roses are red, violets are blue. I suck at poems, nice tits. You know, it's moments like these where I think to myself, hopefully she's got a wonderful sense of humor, because if not, your chances died. If you were a potato, you'd be a really nice potato. What? You turn my software into hardware. Way to go, IT guy. Swing and a miss. Are you Angelina Jolie? Because I'd love to raid your... she's had a body of work since then. But yeah, way to reference one thing. It's handy that I have my library card because I'm totally checking you out. Dumb line. Librarians think it's a dumb line. Lay people think it's a dumb line. It's a dumb line. I like my ladies like I like my peanut butter chunky. Do not compare women to food, you moron. I like my men like I like my humans, relatively intelligent and not this fucking dumb, you absolute placebo. Jesus. You've got to refer me to your plastic. Oh my God. Please tell me somebody didn't actually use this on a person. Please tell me a human being never said this to another human being in an attempt to get to know them and express how attractive they were. You've got to refer me to your plastic surgeon. Oh my God. This is awful. I can't believe that people do this to other people. This is kind of a short one, but you know what? I can't go any farther. These all hurt my heart and my brain, and I'll be honest with you, are so bad that they might in fact make, you know, my swimsuit area ouch. Because honestly, I feel like I've been kicked in the nards because these lines are so freaking bad. That's how bad this was. But I can't blame you. Why would I blame you, you beautiful beasties, you thirsty tricksters, and you very important beasties, for coming along with me on this little ridiculous journey? Oh my God, I am so very sorry that you have had to endure this, but I promise you it will never be... Oh my God, why did I get an advertisement? That's really strange. But I promise you, we will never have to do this again. Hopefully you can forgive me for this egregious error in judgment when it comes to another beautiful installment of Euphemism Theater. So, if you guys ever wonder yourself why Nick never uses pickup lines, you've discovered it today. And yet somehow, humans keep multiplying, which means obviously not all men are this dumb. I would assume that anybody in the LGBTQIA plus community couldn't possibly be this awkward or stupid. So I'm assuming that all of these lines came from cishet men. God help us all. Thanks, guys. Have fun storming the castle.